Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The more that you can get them in high school into activities that will let them show their skills and demonstrate what they can do, even if they're not being paid for the job. In other words, if they're interested in science, could they get an internship in a hospital doing research in a laboratory for free? They wouldn't necessarily need to get paid for it, but what's more important is the feedback of, yes, this kind of work agrees with me. I'm well-suited for this kind of work. My temperament, my interests, my academic abilities are well-suited for this kind of work. Shadowing people in their job, going to it for a day or two to follow someone who is an engineer maybe, or a doctor, or a business person of some sort, or maybe it's an academic environment. Maybe they want to teach, and then they can go and shadow a classroom and watch the teacher, and then talk to the teacher about, hey, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? What have you learned as a teacher that's made you more effective? The more they can have experiences with people who are in those kinds of lines of work, that will really help them, I think, see what lines of work might be suited for them. So it's a combination of interests, abilities, as well as experience in those fields in order to make an informed decision so that when they go to college, they go to study whatever topic they're going to study, they have some idea of what kinds of jobs are waiting on the other side. That will actually motivate them a lot while they're in college.
There's probably, you know, as much issues of attrition as sort of willfully going against the faith of your family and your growing up, right? You get the college university and say, well, you know, maybe I'll just sleep in. So it's not that I'm willfully giving it up, but I just, you know, it's just not the most important thing for me right now.
Yes. The concerning thing about it, though, is that a Christianity that's not practiced today often becomes Christianity that's absent tomorrow. We've seen that happen a lot. When someone starts to not practice their faith, it results in slow deprivation, and over time, it no longer is part of their life. So that is the concern when someone says, oh, I'm just not going to practice my faith when I'm in college, or I'm going to be too busy with my classes to go to church. The concern is that it becomes a habit that is hard to break when they get out of college, because if it's hard to find a church when you go to college, it's also hard to find a church when you graduate college. Maintaining that faith part of your life when you're at college, I think, is crucially important. It's something we should talk about before the children leave to college. That way, they're already thinking about it. They're already realizing that, hey, there's going to be these temptations. There's going to be these distractions. There's going to be a million other things to do. What is going to be my plan to make sure that I'm growing in my faith when I'm in college? It's not just finding a church, but also finding Christian friends on the campus. If you go to a large state university where there's 20,000, 30,000 people, what are you going to do to find other Christian friends when you're there so that Christianity is...
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.